So we're holding Tesam Bey, so we're holding him Rashi. In the first narrow line, Edim. So Rashi, Edim Chasum Bashtar. Edim signed in the star. But Omru, Amon Ahoy Debarenu. Yes, we signed, but it was a situation of a trust, which means Lo Havo Klum. There was never a loan. We wrote the star. When they need it, they'll use it. Now Rashi says, one second, but the chara is a problem here because the star has a date. And if we're going to only use the star when it's finally the loan takes place in the future, but eventually the malva with the star will come and collect from, if the loba sells his property, the loba has sold his property, the malva will be able to collect from the date on the star, which there was never really a loan yet. So Rashi says, no. The loiva put a lien on his property immediately. Imyalva, if there will be a loan in the future. Even though the loan is much later. It wasn't that there was the star was predating the loan, which means if the star is predating the loan, the malva has the right to take the star and go to the loiva's. The purchasers from the loan and said, listen, you bought this piece of property, but I lent him money first, and I have a right to, I have a lien on this property before your purchase. See, if he wouldn't be Meshabbat from today, so he writes the star and he puts the date of the star as the first of Elul. He doesn't make the loan until sometime in Cheshvan. So the Malva comes to somebody who bought it during Elul and says, you know, I was here first because the date is Aleph Elul. Now the truth is, the loan wasn't until later and the Shiva wasn't until later. He has no right to this property. So the Shtar Muktim is possible. So Shtar Muktim, Chazal, because of this problem, Chazal said the Shtar is possible. So if they say Amona, Rashi says, why isn't it a problem with Shtar Muktim, which is therefore they're saying the Shtar is possible? Because he said no, that the loan was Meshabbat, that the Malva has rights to the property starting from Aleph Elul. If there's a loan in the future at some point in time. So he does have a right to this property. Or the Malba says, the Adim say, Moito Hoyo de Moreno. Im Sharmerchu, in a case which is it's a star of a sale, Vomru, Adim Achasumim by the Adim was signed on the star, said the following, Hamurkum Osim Moito Befeneno. Before the sale, the merchant gave us a meidah, which means he made a protest. He clarified for us what there was something forcing him to sell against his will. We were able to recognize that what he was saying was true, and we now know that even though he went through the motions of a sale, it wasn't really true. He was telling us beforehand that even though he's going through the motions, he didn't really mean it. But the star says there was a sale. Ain't them on him. So Rav Nachman said they're not believed. The star indicates, not like what they're saying. The star indicates there was a loan. The star indicates there was a sale. And they're saying against the star that there was no loan, but there was no sale. So they're not believed against the star. Came along with Rav Ashi, Marba Rav Ashi, and he differentiated. It's a difference between a mono is improper for the Adam to sign. So if they're going to claim that it was a mono here to Moreno, they would not be believed because they're being themselves into Rishoyim saying that they did something improper. By Mudah, the Adam lifted the star. The Adam are allowed to write the star. The Merchant is being forced by the pressure of this very strong arm, strong man, the type of a fellow, strong arm type of a fellow, to sell against his will. If he refuses to sell, he's in danger. If he gives them a door, he said, listen, I'm going to go through the motions tomorrow when they buy the sale, but I don't really mean it. So they said, well, they should not have written the star and allowed them to do the sale. What was it supposed to do? Have the guy be in danger? So they had to help him from the danger by facilitating this fake sale, which they did. So well, they didn't do anything wrong by writing the shtar. But amana lanitali kasev. You're not supposed to write a shtar amana. The avla haboy is considered an avla. If they will claim that they did do it, they are saying that they've done something which is improper. They don't have the money for that part. So they can't claim what they did was improper. Okay. Now, the Mora says, in the case where they say, Tanai Hayu Dabarin. So there's nothing wrong with writing the shtar. They wrote the shtar, but Baal Peh, he added some type of conditions. So they said, Tanai Yudabarenu, Al Tanai Machru Loi, Shiasa L'Kach V'Kach, that he has to do X, A and B before the sale would be valid, before the... We're not aware that he fulfilled this tonight. And the merchant says he didn't fulfill the tonight. The sale is not valid. The purchaser says there's no tonight, and the sale is valid. So that was Rabbi's question to Rabbi Nachman. What's the law of a case when he says that if they would come along and say, yes, we signed in the mecher, but there was a tonight? So Yerav Nachman said, "By Madav Amana, time of my come Mar, and the money you said by Madav Amana, they're not believed. Why is that? To call Akrila the Shtora, Beidusin said they're claiming they signed an Ashtar, and they're saying but it wasn't really a Ashtar because it was a Madav, it wasn't really a Ashtar. It was an Amana, it wasn't really a Ashtar. So there's a direct contradiction between." The claim that they're signing on the shtar, and the shtar is valid, and then saying this other claim. And we say, so this statement that they're claiming Baal Peh with no written indication that there was a Mordor or there was an Amona can't go against the written shtar. So the Tanai, in that sense, is also being Urkir shtar. So Hachanami, Adilma. By case of Tanai, we don't look at it like that. It's not the pshat is that you're coming to be Erka the Shtar. This is not undermining the Shtar. The Moedim Haim Shashtar Emes, they are totally accepting the statement of the Shtar. Amon is saying that the Shtar says there was a loan, they're saying there was no loan. Shtar says there was a Mecher, there was no Mecher. Over here, it's not saying there wasn't the shtar wasn't valid. It's saying, but above and beyond the shtar, there's another element. We should look at that as a separate edus. Now, yes, if that edus is accepted, it will. In the case where the tanai was not fulfilled, the shtar will be affected. But shtar me'mela me'akar lachazman b'yom shalakiyim tano b'zmanu. That will impact the shtar indirectly. That's not called going directly against the edus of the shtar, and therefore they could say shtar that yes we signed, which is true. And I want you to tell you about Peh, but you know that there is this tanai, which they have a right to walk in and say there was a tanai, which they do. And that will indirectly that will eventually impact the shtar, but it's not a direct attack of the shtar, that therefore they can't be believed. That was Rava's question. So Nachman said back to Rava, the case where a purchaser has a shtar, and the Edim said yes, but there was a tanai. I mean, Luzilu kaima tanai chu be lebailim, go fulfill the tanai. If Yaakov Shimon Karkov, there's any problems, then well, I'll help you. Which means that we accept the aid of the aid of that there was a tanai.
Um,
Let's say they walk into Bez and they say that yes, we signed to the shtar, but we know that it's perua, so we have no shot that that would work. We're saying there was a loan, there was a sale, but there was a loan, but later on, a totally new situation developed. He paid him. Well, but the shtar, we have a local assumption, but he has a shtar that he's owed the money. Yeah, but if Adam walked in and he was paid, it's paid. So what's the difference if it's the other Adam or these Adam? The other Adam, they're coming and saying, so that's clearly a distinct, separate Adam, which will impact the shtar, because it undermines the right of the power of the shtar, but it's just a distinct Adam. So what the Mora is discussing over here is that we should argue by Tanai. The way we look at it tonight, is that it is a distinct halachic instrument independent of the Maaseh Mechira. We discussed this once. Tosis later on asked the Kasha, what do you do the whole parsha of Tanoim for? Morlan's out Tanoim from Apostle Sukkim, Ben Gadme Ruvain. Person walks, and we hold you need tonight call. So the person says, "Listen, if you give me $1,000, I'm making the sale. If you don't give me $1,000 by this and this day, I'm not making the sale." He said that explicitly. He's tonight call for tonight call lemaisa, hey call lelav. He right. So you know, zok to Torah. There's a parsha going to Reuven. The tonight works, and without the parsha going to Reuven, what happens? Means the action is valid, and the tonight is bottled. Why? But I mean, he said explicitly, if X is true, I'm doing it. If X is not true, I'm not doing it. He said explicitly, he's not doing it. So what do you need a parsha tanoim for? So Tosis kasha nun zayin. So Tosis says that we have a mistake. Tosis says that, we discussed this once, if a person does a mice of a kinyan, screaming he doesn't want it the whole time, is it chal? Yes. Because he did it. I screaming not. Okay, I'm not screaming not, but you did it. So a person does a mice of a Kenyan, and the whole time saying Psukim of Tillim. Is a chal? Yes. So if you do a mice, well, it's valid. You're saying you don't want it. That's the same thing saying Tillim as far as we're concerned. It's not the same. You did it. Came the parsha of Tanoim and it breaks it. But after the Torah gave the parsha Tanoim, the pshat is now it's intrinsic in the Maisa, or no? There's a Maisa, and there's a new parsha called Tanoim, which has a power to break this. That's what the Mora is saying. The Maisa is a Maisa, and there's a new parsha called Tanoim, which can break this. So you're being made into different things. Yes, it'll affect it. The Rosh says, I can account that if a person wants to be Meichel Tanai, he can Meichel Tanai. I said explicitly, if X sale, if Y no sale, now being Meichel Tanai, but you didn't do a Kenyan. You did do a Kenyan. It's a full Kenyan. It's a full-fledged Kenyan on both sides with a new parsha called Tanai, which can break it. I'm now removing the Tanai. But the sale is valid on both sides. But if you look, it's intrinsic, how can you do that? I said, why is true? I'm not doing the sale. So I'm Meichel, very nice, but there's no sale. So you see from the Rosh, he's taking this, it's a totally distinct, separate Maisa.